This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts. Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. And look, it's going to be a good night. If you don't think it is,
buenas tardes.
Then buenas tardes to you, Chris. Buenas tardes to you. We're going to get to some emails. I'm way behind on the emails. Speaking about out of touch, I mean, we talked a lot about how these people don't have any connection to you. I mean, do you think this lady has any connection, any idea to your life? Any connection to your life? Any idea how you live?
I'd have to say, just on the issue of gas prices, after waiting for a long time to have enough chips in this country to finally get my electric vehicle, I got it and drove it from Michigan to here this last weekend and went by every single gas station and didn't matter how high it was. And so I'm looking forward to the opportunity for us to move to vehicles that aren't going to be dependent on the whims of the oil companies and the international markets.
These people are going to get killed at the midterms. These people are going to be, they're going to be wiped out at the polls in the midterms. They're so separated now. Everything that comes out of their mouth is talking down to us. Absolutely everything is talking down to us. It's a sight to behold. All right. Now, I talked earlier about how we have a sandwich problem. And no, I'm not talking about you needing a girlfriend. We have a sandwich problem, and that we have the people on top that are like that, that hate us and they despise us. And then we have the leg breakers. Remember, any part of any corrupt organization needs people who will be physically violent. These are, in general, they're criminals. Oftentimes, they're societal outcasts. Lots of times, there's drugs and alcohol involved. But you need people willing to commit acts of violence if you're a corrupt organization. And a corrupt government is no different. You know, look, you know I geek out on mob stuff and organized crime stuff. Every family, every single organized crime group has soldiers on the ground, and they're the guys who can handle shooting somebody in the face if someone needs shot in the face. The boss doesn't go out and shoot people in the face. He has people for that. Well, they have people for it. And what the dangerous part is, we're sandwiched between these two things, and they're both against us. I'm looking at this headline. You probably forget about it, but there were a couple Marines. They were in Philly for a Marine Corps ball. For those who don't know, Marine Corps birthday is on November 10th. It's a big deal. In the Marines, it is a big deal. Wherever you happen to be, on that date, or sometimes they can't do it exactly that day, but around that date, there will be a big fancy ball. And you put on the fancy Marine Corps dress blues that make the dimes go crazy, and you bring your wife or your girlfriend or look, you have to, you try to get yourself a date for the thing, and she gets all dolled up. We're talking gowns and stuff. This is a fancy event, and it's a really cool thing. They have the oldest Marine in the room cut the cake, and the youngest Marine in the room cut the cake. There's all kinds of cool little traditions that go with it, but a Marine Corps ball is a big deal. Ladies, if you got a Marine, whoever invites you to the ball, say yes. You will have a very, very, very good time. I can't guarantee you won't end up in jail, but a very good time. I went to several Marine Corps balls. Most of ours were either in Vegas or Reno or somewhere out there like that. Oh, man, they were all sweet. Anyway, Marines were in Philly for a ball. They end up getting maced and robbed and attacked by a bunch of Antifa guys. This was during all the St. George Floyd protests when all of America's cities were going up in flames. Antifa members who brutally beat, robbed, and robbed two Marines will get no jail time. None. Why? Well, you remember what we've been talking about over and over and over again. Get out of the cities, George Soros. It's only going to get worse. They're not going to get any jail time because this took place in Philadelphia. And the Philadelphia DA, he's another one of these George Soros guys. He wants his foot soldiers to hurt people who are his enemies. It's not that he's okay with it. He wants it. He'll get up and he'll give campaign speeches about Republicans are Nazis and Republicans are white supremacists and the right is evil and they're trying to destroy democracy and the world is at stake. And the foot soldiers on the ground, the Antifa soldiers on the ground, know full well that's their walking orders to go do some damage. And they know full well that once they do said damage, they'll face maybe a slap on the wrist, if that, and they'll get an attaboy and a pat on the rear end and right back into society. And that's the danger we're in now, is that we're sandwiched. The elites at the top that want to and will rule everything, they give out marching orders every single day. Every single day, they give out marching orders. This, the criminal scumbags of Antifa, Black Lives Matter, they hear the president talk like this. They know what he's saying.
Republicans have it all backwards. Their plan literally calls for increasing taxes on middle class and working people and cutting taxes on corporations and wealthy Americans. And I'm not talking about punishing anyone. Just pay your fair share. It's a matter of decency. It's a matter of dignity. It's a matter of fiscal responsibility. Look, I believe in bipartisanship, but I have no illusions about this Republican Party, the MAGA Party. I've been able to bring some Republicans along on parts of my plan, but the fact is Republicans in Congress are still in the grip of the ultra-MAGA agenda. They still refuse to consider changing any part of the Trump tax cuts. They still refuse to consider a minimum corporate tax. A 15% minimum tax. They seem to think that the problem in America today is that working families aren't paying enough.
The guys on the street hear that, and they know they are welcome to go do their thing. They understand the American media will cover for them. They understand local DAs will let them off scot-free. Remember, it's called prosecutorial, I believe the word is. Prosecutorial discretion is what they call it. That means your DA can charge who he wants to charge and let go who he wants to let go. Well, when you have an America-hating communist like George Soros, who's been trying to burn this country to ash for a while, when he chooses to spend $40 million and elect communist DAs in 75 cities across America, those DAs all understand they were not put in office to put people in jail. They were put in office so communist foot soldiers never have to face consequences for their actions. Oh, and did I mention, in the midst of all this, while the elites on top are giving the marching orders and the communist street scumbags are carrying out those orders, these are the people we have in Washington fighting for you.
For myself, I'm comfortable with the framework, and if the legislation ends up reflecting what the framework indicates, I'll be supportive.
In case you couldn't hear, because the audio sucked a little bit, that was Mitch McConnell, soon to be Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, handing away more of your gun rights. Handing them away. I think you should buy more guns, and I think you should buy more ammunition. When you're sandwiched like this, when you're stuck in a culture that is completely rotted and corrupt, it is important for us to take more ownership. You, me, all of us, we have to take more ownership for our personal protection, because the honest truth is there's no one federally fighting for you. There are several cities and states that have been outstanding, and I have great news, actually, I'm going to give you here in just a second about that. Great news and a path forward where we can actually go and get some gains. So I have great news on that front. But federally, the Republicans aren't even pretending to fight for you or be on your side. When's the last meeting they had to do anything you liked? When's the last time the communists stepped across the aisle and handed you more freedoms? Has it ever happened once? Nope. It's always the Republicans handing away just a little more of your freedom and a little more of your freedom to the communists. Just, you know, so things quiet down. We have a bunch of losers, a bunch of loser eunuchs in Washington who crave quiet instead of craving victory. And that's the problem. What we need to crave right now is battle. That's what we need to crave, because we are in a battle for the future of this country. All right. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to say
Buenas tardes
to the bad news, because I have some excellent news. Speaking of anti-communism, I believe we've just been shown an excellent path forward from one of our states, and we're going to talk about it in just a moment. We're also going to talk about the hard times we have coming. Financially hard times. The hard times that are already here. I shouldn't say coming. They're here. When hard times are here. Remember last night what we did on the show? Remember how we did the calls? Tell me what you're grateful for. Counting our blessings. We have to also bless others during these down times if we're able to do so. Remember, we're called. We're called to take care of widows and orphans. I give the tunnel to towers because they take care of widows and orphans. Gold Star families, first responder families. Dad's not there. Mom's not there anymore. Tunnel to Towers comes alongside these families. They're paying off mortgages. They're building them an entire community, and all they ask is $11 a month. And I'll tell you what, I don't want you to take my word for it that this organization, it sends the money where you want it to go. Don't take my word for it. I want you to go look it up yourself. Totally separate from me. Don't take my word for it. Maybe I'm lying to you. Go look up Tunnel to Towers. Go look up their charity rating. They ask you for $11 a month. Go to t2t.org and sign up to give $11 a month. You'll never even know what's gone. t2t.org. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I'm going to get to this good news and a path forward here in just a second, and I'm going to get to a bunch of your emails in just a second, but I referenced something, and I've been referencing something about how out of touch the elite are, because they go from a wealthy upbringing to university campuses, oftentimes these super high-end university campuses. Well, I referenced something earlier. His name was not Dustin Schmidt. It's Daniel Schmidt. I want to give him credit for it. And he has a great little thread on this thing, and I'm going to read it for you. Okay, so these aren't my words. These are Daniel Schmidt's words. He's at University of Chicago, I should point out. I just finished my freshman year at an elite university that costs $80,000 annually. The students at the school like this are future politicians, billionaires, etc. Here are five observations I've made this past year about them that may shock you. One. A staggeringly high number of them are LGBT plus. I'm talking 20 to 30%. He says, don't believe me? At Yale, 23% of the freshmen identify as LGBT, whatever. He says they have no reason to believe it's any different at other elite universities. Why are so many high-performing students LGBT, whatever? He said they're scared. They're scarily obedient to even the most illogical demands. He said, an antidote, the administration just extended the mask mandate for students. The next day, one of my professors, or just ended the mask mandate for students, I'm sorry. He said, the next day, one of my professors exclaimed that everybody should still be wearing masks because we're still in a pandemic. Without hesitation, every single student around me who all came into class not wearing a mask automatically put a mask on their face. The whole scene felt incredibly creepy and robotic. I ended up being the only student in the room who wasn't wearing a mask. Who's been telling you you need to think about these people like robots? Who's been telling you that? He said, keep in mind, these are kids who scored perfect scores on the SAT, won math Olympiad competitions, and likely have IQs way above average, and yet they quietly obey demands that any sane person would laugh at. Whatever happened to the youth being rebellious? Why is it that kids at state schools who likely had imperfect test scores and grades in high school appear much freer and like real human beings? 3, he said, I have not met a single middle-class white kid. By white, I mean of European ancestry. Every white kid I know is either low income like myself or extremely wealthy. Every time I do meet a white kid who appears to be middle class, I shortly learn that they are actually Hispanic and marked Hispanic on their college application, giving them significant help via affirmative action. By the way, that's 100% true. The discrimination against white kids getting into colleges in this country is a disgusting disgrace and one people don't talk about. Talk about systemic racism. Anyway, he says it seems virtually impossible to get into an elite university as a middle-class white kid unless the kid has an extremely prodigal, I don't know that word, Chris, ability. The standards for all other economic classes are way lower. 4, most self-described, this is, by the way, this is going to perfectly describe conservative pundits, radio, TV, writers, listen to this. Most self-described conservative pundits are spineless and are hardly even conservative. They would never dare speak honestly about January 6th or criticize mass immigration or be vocally opposed to anti-white sentiment. They'd rather write about trite political philosophy to appear smart and look good on the resume for Yale Law School than use the unique and powerful opportunities elite university gives them to challenge the regime. And 5, most students will happily become slaves to wokeism if it means getting a top job at a prestigious financial institution. Companies like Goldman Sachs and McKinsey realize this and they prey on these students, knowing they can use them as corporate and political slaves. Reciting their pronouns? Check. Supporting blatantly anti-white racial equity training? Check. Virtue signaling on LinkedIn so an HR employee at Bain Capital can hopefully notice? Check. These kids seem genuinely empty inside. Who's been telling you that stuff? And the most damaging thing is this. And you know I'm very much pro-working man because of my background. But let's be frank about something. The pro-working man thing is a good thing and it's what you should be. But leadership of a culture matters. People who have gigantic platforms in the media, in politics, entertainers, honestly, athletes, professors, the direction these people go, a culture will follow. They will. You driving a forklift right now? Brother, keep driving that forklift and don't ever be ashamed. That's a great way to make a living. Good for you. But you're not leading the culture. You're just not. Leadership of a culture matters. What goes in people's eyes and ears and the people who've been given a platform to affect people's eyes and ears, they're the ones who will lead a culture. The real problem we have right now is our cultural leaders are all filtered through that system I just described to you. They're all at NYU or University of Chicago or Yale or Brown or Harvard, all of them. They're all going through the same indoctrination. And that's where our next congressman comes from. That's where our next senator comes from. Our next CEO comes from there. And you may be saying to yourself, yeah, but the professional athlete doesn't come from there. Yeah, but the professional athlete wants endorsement dollars and everyone who will endorse him will demand he say these things because they all came from there. Doesn't matter that LeBron James didn't go to these schools, nor can he even read, I don't suppose. But the people LeBron James wants to endorse him, they all did. The head of Nike, I don't even know if he's with Nike, nor do I care. The head of Nike, he did. And he's going to demand fealty to these things. He is. He's going to demand you bend the knee and say what he once said. You remember, you've heard me rant about it 1,000 times. You remember Drew Brees.
quarterback. I don't think he plays anymore, but quarterback, great quarterback, puts up a video saying, I stand for the flag because both my grandfathers fought for it in World War II. He had not one but two grandfathers who fought for this country in World War II. The mob came for him. The next day, he's putting out Instagram videos apologizing for ever being pro-flag and dogging on America. When that's your culture, remember, the leaders of our culture, they're all filtered through that dirty jockstrap filter I just described for you, that system that is very, very, very difficult to overcome without massive reforms or the complete destruction of these institutions. I have said before, and I meant it, if you really, really genuinely wanted to save America and wanted something practical, you would take the top 50 universities in this country and you would fire every employee and raise every building to the ground and eliminate them. I'm not kidding. All right, I meant to get to good news, and I have good news. Next.
We'll take your time. Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way. And we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts. Lost in all the dreams
now. We're gonna find one. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Are you ready for some good news? I have two great stories. That's something to put a smile on your face. You know what? It's got me in such a good mood. I'm going to take phone calls again tonight and type out whatever you want. You know what we should talk about tonight, Chris? 877-377-4373. Don't get me wrong. You can talk about whatever. 877-377-4373. What is it about sunglasses that make dudes look cooler? Everyone looks cooler in sunglasses, right? It doesn't work. Sorry, ladies. It doesn't apply for you. Those gigantic, stupid things you put on your face. You look like a praying mantis. But dudes, all dudes look cooler with shades. What is it, Michael? The mystery. That's probably it. I mean, I want people to be able to see my beautiful eyes, obviously. But at the same time, how do you know they're so beautiful? They're what, Chris? You don't know what's behind them? 877-377-4373. Headline. Wall Street firms face a West Virginia boycott over alleged fossil fuel bias. Six of the nation's biggest financial firms have been told they will be denied access to state contracts in West Virginia as Republican leaders there continue their pushback
on what they see as bias against the fuel industry. This is not a small story. Not if we make it so. We can make this big, and this needs to be huge, and here's why. We don't have institutions on our side anymore. We've talked about that all night. We talk about it every show, right? How they have all the institutions. We don't have to belabor that point for the time. We do, however, have states. Not all of them, but we have some states out there with some blood red state legislatures and red governors. We have states out there. What that is, what the individual states are, remember, these are the ones you need to be moving to, what the individual red states are, there are citadel. You know what a citadel is? A citadel is if you have a fortified city and the walls crumble and the enemies come through the gates, there's always a last kind of mini castle fortress at the center of the city that's always virtually impregnable, right? One of those kind of things. That's a citadel. The states are our citadel. They are the last thing in this culture that we still have. But they're very powerful. If you had to have a thing left to have, states aren't bad. Our states, because of the level of state power still in this country, are incredibly powerful. Infrastructure, law enforcement, just the states provide a lot and are capable of a lot. The states technically have militaries, right? National Guard is a state thing. Not a national thing. Your state is significant. If we can move our states to start getting involved in the culture war, the way the communists have used their governments involved, the way the communists have gotten their governments involved in the culture war, we can move the needle. The needle has only ever gone one way because only one side was ever playing the game. We were always doing the live and let live. That's not who we are. Well, that's not small government thing. And that's why now your kid gets told that he should chop his penis off while he watches television. That's how you lose a culture. You never play. Oh, I'm neutral. I want to do it right, the right way. The communists never believed that, never agreed with that. He never signed on for neutrality. Neutrality kind of has to go both ways. The culture, the communists never signed on for that. We have to start doing things that make us uncomfortable. We have to start using power wherever we still have it. The most important way to use our power by far is where we spend and don't spend our money. I talk about that all the time, where we spend and don't spend our money. And I'll get to that. Actually, I have a little story on that a little later in the show. But states can be our ally and should be our ally. These gigantic financial institutions, I mean, we've been talking extensively about how we're sandwiched, right? The elites at the top are all communist scumbags. The vile street communists at the bottom are communist scumbags. And we're stuck in the middle, so we feel surrounded. But these gigantic financial institutions, they're all signing on for ESG. Remember what ESG is? The communism no one knows about. Environmental, social, governance. Go look up your bank right now. Don't take my word for it. Look up your bank and look up your bank's name and ESG, and you'll undoubtedly see a page dedicated to how many LGBTQ Air Force people have we hired? How much have we attacked the fossil fuel industry? It's just a way to make sure communism becomes fully ingrained in corporate America, and all the big financial giants, they're all signing on for it. But if states start saying, nope, don't bother crossing the border, Goldman Sachs. You're no longer welcome here. Now what we're going to have is a balancing of the scales. Now these corporations, now they're going to have to sit down and they're going to have to account for you and account for me, account for what we believe. And sadly, they've never had to do that before. No matter if the corporate board is full-blown communist or not, the truth is, even if it's just a money decision, here's how it's worked forever. They sit down, a gigantic social issue comes up, like Roe versus Wade. Remember, we might get an actual ruling on Roe versus Wade tomorrow. And they sit down, and they have a big meeting, and they say, hey, what position are we going to take on this? Are we just going to stay neutral? Are we going to take the communist position or the right position? And people will undoubtedly speak up and correctly say, well, hey, if we stay neutral, or we take the rights position, the communists are going to boycott. There'll be protests in front of the place. They'll make life miserable. It's going to cost us money. So we can't stay neutral and we can't choose the rights position. But look, boss, if we just choose the communist position, we know those losers on the right. We know what they're going to say. Oh, I don't boycott. That violates my principles. That's not who we are. And they're going to take me out to the ball game while underneath the pride flag. And they're not wrong. They haven't been wrong. But if we start to change that calculus in the boardroom, that's not a small thing. That's a really big deal. If they have to sit down in that same boardroom and say, okay, well, let's see here. Well, we could come out in favor of slaughtering all the unborn. But boy, I'll tell you what, if we do that, they may not even let us back in the state of Alabama. Hey, babe, how much money are we moving through Alabama? Oh, man, I don't think we can afford to do that. Hey, let's just shut up and stay quiet, which is a win for you and a win for me. We have got to start employing this state power wherever we find it. No? No? And by the way, that's not even the last of the good news. I believe this is a path forward where we can start notching huge cultural wins if this extends past West Virginia and past the fossil fuel industry and we start making sure this goes everywhere. I think this is a real clear path for us, and I like it. Start using that state power. Remember, I'll take some phone calls tonight, whatever you want to talk about. 877-377-4373. Oh, more good news. Remember I told you last night, I kind of teased it. I only had half information, to be honest with you, that if you want to go on a history vacation, like a history tour with me and Chris and Michael and my fam's coming along, and we're going on a history tour of the Holy Land. I have an updated URL where people can go do that now. It's ChristianExpedition.com/Jesse. And I know that's kind of a mouthful. That's as much as I could get them to whittle it down. ChristianExpedition.com/Jesse. That's where you go sign up. Listen to this email. You want to talk about an all-timer. Hey, Crayon Eater. This morning, and this is dated today. Okay, so this happened this morning. This morning, my 19-year-old daughter, who was in the Air Force stationed in Omaha, Nebraska, called me and told me that a man followed her home from a gas station. When she pulled into her parking spot, she saw that the guy stopped right behind her and got out of his truck. She immediately pulled out her hero gun, got out of her car, hit him not once, but twice, once in the face and once in the chest, just like I taught her how to shoot when she was 10. She called the cops, held the guy on the ground until they got there. The guy was wanted on a different warrant for sexual assault and strong armed robbery. I am grateful my daughter is alive and well and able to protect herself. And he signs it off, Rangers lead the way. Listen, get yourself a hero gun. Go get the new hero arrow for yourself, but frankly, forget about you. Get it for that person you love who's away from home. Or lives alone, that daughter who's in the Air Force, your mom who just moved into an apartment. Get these things. They save lives. Go to hero2020.com. Code Jesse gets you a special discount. The hero gun and the new really cool hero arrow. Hero2020.com. Code Jesse.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. And yes, I'm going to get to the calls and whatnot, but I just want to make one more. I want to make one more point here. 877-377-4373. I still have more good news. Get to the calls. I'm going to get to emails and all kinds of stuff and why we have to lock up politicians. But I just brought up the corporate world again about how gross they are and how we need to use our state power to start rebalancing this culture in our favor. We have to use state power. Cincinnati Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow, I've never seen him play because I guess he's a pretty young player and I haven't watched the NFL in like 3 years. But I did see this little clip on social media today of Joe Burrow.
You know, with everything that's going on, if you're not going to outlaw everything, you got to at least make it harder to get those crazy guns that everybody's using. I don't think you should be able to just walk in there and buy one. You got to be able to go through, you know, a rigorous process to...
Okay, so he's somebody who doesn't have any idea what he's talking about. That's obviously very clear. So look, we're not going to hate on him for his stupidity and ignorance. That's fine. But why is he being asked that? Why are sports reporters asking the quarterback for the Cincinnati Bengals about gun laws? Why does the quarterback of the Cincinnati Bengals feel the need to try to opine on something he clearly knows very little about, like Chris with sunglasses? Why would he say anything at all? Because we now have this sick cultural rot that doesn't allow neutrality. They demand. They want to hear you say out loud, get on your knees and pledge your fealty to the communist gods. You don't get an out anymore of, hey, man, I'm just a quarterback. No. They demand that. And we will never get the players to make a different accounting until we begin to put our money where our morals off and stop watching the television. What does Joe Burrow lose by coming out and sounding like an idiot on guns? Well, I mean, they should background check. What does he lose? Nothing. Not a single corporate sponsor will leave him. All the NFL will stand behind him. He's fine. Because you won't turn off the television set on Sunday when the Bengals go out there. However, if these athletes start paying a significant financial penalty for sticking their idiotic noses in places it doesn't belong, watch them all shut up. The truth is, the reason, a big part of why we have lost this culture, and I'm a huge part of this too, so I'm pointing fingers at myself, is for so long we have tried to live and let live our way out of communism. Oh, I don't care what Joe Burrow says. Go Bengals! Who dat? Yep, that's why. I've been watching the Bengals since I was 5. Grandpappy watched them. I can't turn off the TV. That's why they feel totally comfortable spitting in your face. Because the communists will turn off the TV. You just love your Bengals. And again, I'm pointing fingers at myself. We have to be more purposeful with things. All right. Elston in Houston, why do dudes look cooler with sunglasses on? And that's not just me, it's everybody.
Oh, hey, Jesse Kelly, it's Elston Thomas. I'm glad to get to talk to you. Hey, silly question, but you know what? It's really interesting. I've actually thought about this before. I've got to disagree with you. Women look better with sunglasses on as well. And I'm going to tell you why. I don't know. There's a theory. It's all about symmetry, about why people look, certain people look super pretty or handsome. And
like
everyone
me.
Talks about Denzel Washington, like you, like
yes,
Jesse
yes.
Kelly, like Denzel Washington. Why do these men, why are they so handsome? Why do all the women like them? And the reason is it really comes down to symmetry. And the thing is that most of us don't have a lot of symmetry, and a lot of that beauty is lost right in that eye area. And if you just cover up that eye area right around your nose, you begin to cover up a lot of the imperfections that we not you, but the rest of us have.
This is brilliant. No, this is so good. This is so brilliant because it's true. I, you know, now that hearing you talk about it, my buddies and I had a rule, and this is in the Marines. It's really immature, ladies, so I'm sorry. But we had this rule, and that was you can never judge a woman in her car wearing shades because they all look like tens when they're sitting in the car wearing shades. It's not until the shades come off that you know. Wait a minute, but so symmetry. You're saying so your left side of your face needs to look like the right side of your face?
Both the left and the right need to look almost identical, not just really close, but also you've got to realize a lot of us, and once again, not you, have these hollow, dark circles, bags under our eyes, and that's the real point of imperfection in a man's and a woman's face, and it just really helps to cover that up. And once you cover that area up, a lot of the rest of the face just is really good looking for a lot of other people. Even the guys that are not so good looking, once you cover that area up, they look pretty cool. They look pretty cool. And women, like I said, it really
helps. That's a great phone call. Thank you, Elston. That is a great phone call. See, Chris, you just need to put on sunglasses. Michael, you guys just put on sunglasses and you'll be fine. You heard what he said. Guys like me and Denzel, we don't have to worry about that because Denzel and me, we have perfect, symmetry. Our faces are symmetratic or whatever it is. We have symmetratic faces. You guys don't. There's nothing you can do about that. You are how God made you. There's nothing I can do about that. But me and Denzel, we're good to go. How about that? That's fascinating. 877-377-4373. No way. Don in New York. Go, boss.
Yeah, Jesse, I called you last week. You had the whole controversy about the Oreos.
Yes.
There's a cookie out there. It's been around forever. And it's a great company, American company, Hydrox.
Hydrox?
Hydrox, H-Y-D-R-O-X. If you saw them from 5 feet away, you couldn't tell the difference between Oreo and Hydrox. The Hydrox is much better. No.
Thank you, Don. Chris, get on the website and get us some Hydrox cookies. I have missed Oreos so much. Remember, I'm not buying them anymore because of all the endless rainbow idiocy and Oreos, like the worst at that. And I've missed holding my Oreos in the milk for the perfect amount of time and then letting them melt in my mouth. Gosh, Chris, get us some Hydrox stat. We got another hour of some hard-hitting radio just like this. Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.